Sorry, I didn't mean to wake you. I did mean to wake you. That's why I'm here. Because you were asleep. Again. Not that I've been watching you. It's just that we're the only two people left on this floor, and I have been watching you, and that is strange because I haven't even introduced myself. I'm Honey. Oh, you know that. Good. So you fell asleep at your desk again, and I didn't want you to Sorry, I am not ordinary this awkward. I'm always this awkward. I mean I'm not awkward. I'm a functioning adult. I am a grown up. Sort of. I am. That wasn't extremely convincing, was it? Sorry, I'm just really tired. Let's start again. I did mean to wake you up because you had fallen asleep at your desk again. And I noticed that you did that yesterday and the day before and the day before that. I've noticed that you've been working lots of late nights, because I've also been working late nights over there. That's my office. That one. You know which office is mine? Oh, because it's the only one that has the lights on this late. Yeah. So we've been keeping similar hours, and I check up on you. I wasn't being nosy. I was just worried. Not worried, because why would I be worried about you? I don't know you. I just mean, you're here a lot. I mean, obviously we're here at the you're always working, and it's Christmas, and I'm exhausted. I'm utterly knackered, and we work the same. We don't work the same. I mean, we do. Have I mentioned that I'm a little awkward when I'm tired and overworked? And you're tired and you're overworked because you have bags under your eyes. I mean, don't get me wrong. You look cute. I mean, not cute. I mean, professionally cute. I mean, attractive. You look professionally attractive, but you look tired. And I know that those chairs aren't comfortable because I used to have one. I don't anymore. But when I did, and I fell asleep in it, I could not walk afterwards. That might have something to do with me being really unfit, because I'm always at work. I mean, I'm bendy. I mean, why would I tell you that I'm bendy? So those chairs are really uncomfortable, and you always fall asleep in them, and you know, I could get you a better chair. I've got an in with the maintenance department, and by an in I mean I have a corgi, and he's adorable, and they want pictures of him. So, you know, I have this new hat for him. Well, it's not really a hat, it's more a Santa Claus outfit with a little beard. It's adorable. But I'm pretty sure that a picture of that would get you a really nice chair. And I mean executive level chair. He really is adorable. Would you like to see a picture? Here, this is Portly. He is fat, hence the name, but he's utterly adorable. I mean, I think he is, and maintenance does, and you think so too. Yay, you like my corgi. That makes us friends now. So France because you like my corgi. So, well, you would think that everyone likes corgis, right? But apparently not. Emma does not like corgis. I know. What is wrong with that woman? Who doesn't like corgis? But you like corgis, and I like corgis because I have a corgi. His name is Portly. Sorry, I've already done that bit. So we're friends. So as your friend, you work too much. And I'm saying that as someone who also works too much. And you're not eating. Well, I mean, you are eating, but you're not eating proper food. I mean, the stuff from the vending machine doesn't count. Well, I see you walk past my office when you go to it, and I hear you punching it when it steals your money. I just thought, you know, you're working on the Sulphur account, I'm working on the Ryan account. I mean, I haven't been stalking you. I know I might have asked after you because you're not cute. I mean, because you were the only other person working this late. And, well, you know, we're both working on accounts separately. So maybe we could work on them together in the same room. I mean, not together, obviously, because, but we could work in the conference room because it's got much better chairs. Much better chairs. And we could order takeout and have dinner together. I mean, we could have a working dinner while we work on our accounts. And I wouldn't worry about you falling asleep at your desk. I mean, you could fall asleep on the sofa in the conference room if you needed a nap. And I would, you know, not watch you sleep because that would be creepy. Why did I say that? That's creepy. That's creepy. So I might have asked after you a little because I noticed you. On a late night because you're ridiculously attractive and you have a really lovely voice and you have a great arsenal of professional weapons. Sorry, that was so bad. I was about to say you have a great butt and I panicked. Okay, so I was just I just noticed you because you're here. Well, you're there. And you fall asleep at your desk. And that can't be good for your back. And sometimes you're here when I leave. And I don't like leaving you here. And that sounds... Well, I don't, because it's Christmas, and I would like to get to know you, but we work these ridiculous hours because we're both workaholics, and the vending machine has run out of Pepsi Max, so I need an outside source, so I thought if I was going to order takeout, you know, we might as well eat dinner together and we could, you know, use the conference room. And you could nap on the sofa if you needed to. And then I could wake you up before I leave so we could maybe catch the train together. If you get the train, I do know you get the train. We actually get the same train sometimes, but I don't. I mean, I have thought about talking to you, but it would be weird. But, probably less weird than this. I did I mention that I'm really tired? not sleeping much, just just lots of work, trying to get everything done before Christmas. You too, of course, because yeah. So, would you like to get some dinner? I mean, takeout. Would you like to get takeout? Great, because it'll be here in 10 minutes. And I ordered a lot of food. So, do you want me to help you move your stuff into the conference room? Oh, of course. I mean, you don't have to. We can. Oh, you want to have dinner? Oh, great. So we'll just go in the conference room and eat, and then we'll work. I mean, we don't have to work in the conference room if you... Company would be nice. It really would. It gets kind of lonely. Just, just working late. Great. So... Oh, what are we having for dinner? Well, I wasn't sure what you would want, so I got Chinese. And pizza. And Nando's. And Indian. And Kentucky Fried Chicken. I got a lot of food, but it's okay. Whatever we don't eat, I'll take home to Portly. I mean, I won't take everything. You could take some. I mean, maybe we could leave it in the fridge for lunch tomorrow. If you want to have lunch. A working lunch, because... Great. So, dinner. And that was your door that I just walked into. That was, yeah, I totally meant to do that. No, my ass is fine. Why would you be asking, were you looking at my butt? I do have a great arsenal of professional weapons for wiggling. Not that I would wiggle it. I am going to go to the conference room and I will see you there. It's a date. It's not a date. It's a working dinner, only we're not working. So technically it could be a date. It's not a date. It's just a date. It's a date. It's a date. It's a date. It's okay. So I'm just going to go into the corridor, and if you hear any noises, don't worry, it's just me expressing happiness at working late. Yes! Are you left? Oh, hi! Hi, I just really like working late. Mm-hmm. Oh, you do too. Great. So dinner. Dinner.